next item is conditional use number 1803, Tim Elder.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1803 for Tim Elder for the sale of produce, barbecue, outdoor food sales based upon the record and for the following reasons. Them being that, one, the use will generally be consistent with other existing uses in the area. The site along Route 26 is appropriate for this type of use. Number two, the use as a produce sales facility promotes local agriculture. And three, the use as a produce and outdoor food sales is desirable for the general welfare and convenience of residents and visitors of the area. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions, and them being, number one, the hours of operation shall be 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days per week, April 1 through October 31st. Two, the uses will be limited to outdoor food sales and produce. No sales or displays of such items shall be located in front of the existing dwelling. The existing dwelling will remain as a single-family rental property. The backyard will remain screened with a six-foot-high privacy fence, and at the discretion of DelDOT, the existing entrance will remain for the dwelling only. Number four, all trash container areas and porta-potty areas shall be screened with a six-foot-high privacy fence and landscaping. Five, all entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DelDOT and within the time periods required. Number six, the proposed use shall be served by temporary porta potties by a licensed waste hauler company. Seven, potable drinking water shall be provided by an existing on-site well. If a new well is needed, a permit will be obtained by DENREC prior to installation. Number eight, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated utilizing best management practices to provide positive groundwater recharge. Nine, the site shall have one non-illuminated on-premise sign, which the sign shall not exceed 32 square feet on any side or facing, which is identifying the use as permitted on the same premises. The sign shall contain no more than two sides or facings back-to-back and shall conform to a minimum setback of 25 feet from the right-of-way line and a minimum setback of 15 feet from all adjacent property lines. 10, parking lot and security lighting will be provided and will have downward illumination and shielded so that no illumination will encroach over any property line. 11, a landscape plan will be provided as part of the final site plan. No outside speakers, bells, ringers, or live entertainment will be permitted. 13, no outside storage of pallets, crates, or building materials will be permitted. 14, the number of employees shall be two plus the owner maximum. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission of Sussex County. And this approval is for the use in addition to the existing rental home on the property. In the event the applicant desires to convert the home to produce or food sales or substantially change the approved final site plan, a new public hearing shall be required.
You done?
Yes, sir.
I'll second that.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1803, Tim Elder, for the reasons of the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our